Are you a lifelong fan of General Hospital?
Are you a new fan who wants to know more about the history of the show?
Do you enjoy talking about the show with others?
Do you find yourself yelling at the TV?
Is your self-care an hour a day in Port Charles?
If so, we invite you to join hosts
Amanda Kimmel
and Shannon Coach at the place where all the hidden conversations take place and secrets are revealed.
Meet us at Pier 54,
a General Hospital fan podcast.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the General Hospital recap for September 13th through 17th. Happy 59th season kickoff, because you made a lot of us mad on Hulu. All of us who could not find Monday's episode, raise their hand.
Really?
Because they changed to the 59th season.
Yeah.
And so it defaulted to last Friday. And I'm like, why isn't there? Because we're not used to having to switch between seasons. So we don't look to the seasons. There were so many people online I saw, and they stopped having it released that night. So Monday night wasn't on Monday night.
Oh, see,
The end of the week, they started having them released on the same night again, but I don't think they're back to 8 o'clock yet.
Oh, okay. See, I didn't check it out until Wednesday night. So Monday was there normal.
Yeah, no.
Didn't
there was,
think about it.
Monday was my actual birthday, and all I wanted to do, I had saved my Cheesecake Factory cheesecake, and I'm like, I am going to watch GH tonight with some wine and enjoy GH. And you ruined my birthday.
Oh, man.
But Roger Howarth and I share a birthday, so that's awesome sauce. But yeah, I guess a lot of people have already threatened to cancel their Hulu subscriptions, too. Because I guess, I don't know if they're changing it to where I watched it the night of Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, but it wasn't on at 8.
Oh, okay.
So whatever.
See, being a procrastinator worked in my favor this week.
You did not have to go through the frustration of that.
Exactly.
Woohoo. So Brianna Henry left.
I know, but I like that they had a normal exit. They didn't kill her. So they can bring back the character if they want, or she can come back at a later time.
When she was saying goodbye to TJ, I'm like, there is something too real about this.
Mm-hmm.
That she is really saying goodbye. I thought for sure they were going to kill her in the carbon monoxide.
Right.
And then when they didn't, I was like, okay, cool. She's not dying.
And then she left to go get special treatment for her liver issues.
It's just a shame.
Lung issues. I said liver issues.
Kidney.
There we go.
Kidney would be the thing that she has a problem
with. Something. She's got something wrong with her and she's going to a specialist. Luckily, I'm not her specialist because I wouldn't know what I was treating.
But we've said it how many times. It wasn't her.
No, they wrote the character stupid, which may be why she wanted to move on to a different role.
Maybe.
Just speculating. But you took me from this strong, independent woman who could handle my stuff and put me down to this little whiny person that couldn't do anything without a man's help. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want to play that either.
Mm-mm.
So.
But we wish her all the best. I feel bad. I know you just never liked her, so.
I didn't. I'm sorry.
I feel bad when I feel like she had a lot of potential.
Yeah, but maybe she'll go do something exciting for her and then come back and they'll change up the writing at that point.
Maybe.
And then it'll be all the good stuff.
Maybe.
But yes, I was sad to see her go.
All right, where are you starting?
I feel like I started last week and then I just kept making you
cry. I literally just said three things.
I feel like you're the one that needs to say
I just started
where we're going.
With Jordan.
But.
Yes, I literally just started.
I feel like the whole week was just leading us to Friday. It's hard to talk without going right to Friday's stuff. I liked that Ava went and talked to Carly about leaving Avery and explained.
Didn't we just have that exact same conversation, though?
We did. We did. But I liked that she solidified, I am trusting you to take care of her because I don't know how long I'm going to be gone. And that Carly's like, of course I love her. I will take care of her. Everything will be fine. I like the mom moments where they seem to actually care about each other. Because Carly
and they
really
forget about
did.
Their crap and just go for the kids?
Yes.
Yes.
Because Carly actually seemed like she wanted what is best for Ava. Go get your stuff together, figure it out, and then come home. And I loved Joss with Esme this week when she was like, I'm not putting up with your stuff. I know that you're
putting
lying about something.
Spencer in his place.
Yes.
Loved it. And he confessed that he liked Trina, and then Esme shows up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like that they're giving Joss her own personality now, and that she's feisty like Carly, but still young and innocent. 18-year-old would be.
And she's more level-headed.
Mm-hmm.
She's not going to put up with crap, but she
waits to get her facts straight, or at least somewhat in order.
She does not jump to conclusions.
Yes.
She does not fly off the handle.
Right.
She will calculatively.
Well, I like that word.
I don't think it's a word.
But I like that. I like
calculatively.
I like when you make up words.
Tell you off.
Yes. I'm going to calculatively. I like that. I don't know. Not that it was a boring week, but it really did just lead to the two main storylines.
So I'm trying to pick out anything. Terry reminding Liz that Finn is basically her brother-in-law.
Thank you, Terry.
And getting Liz to kind of lie about something so that... So I don't understand it, though, because why couldn't they just ask her out for a drink? So instead they're going to keep her at the hospital working to keep her company?
I didn't understand that either. Why can't you just come with me?
Right.
Let's go to the
Maybe
bar.
They knew that she wouldn't.
Maybe.
And so they were like, okay, but if we fake a work emergency, she'll totally do it.
Yes. And she then, totally knew. That was so cute.
Yes. Just handed over her card.
Yep. And her face was...
Get some pizza.
That was so nice of you guys. Thanks.
But yeah, she would not have been like, sure, I'll go get a drink.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to give up my day, though. That was very, very nice of them, because I feel like I would still stay.
They were having Whitney Houston night.
Yeah, exactly. We need to go.
That's
to
a
this.
Tough call.
Mm-hmm. I created a temporary disturbance that we can clear up in about an hour and still make it to the club on time.
Yes. I really liked how Alexis and Harmony talked this week.
Yes.
Because Alexis has a point. She kind of has a good reason to not want to trust her.
Right.
I mean,
yeah, you helped
her actions,
daughters, both of them, into a cult.
Her beliefs of blind faith following somebody harmed a lot of people, including... We need to remember that was Christina's story.
What do you mean?
It was Christina's story. Remember Christina? We like Christina.
You mean you might want to actually see her come back and talk about how she was affected by everything?
Maybe. Maybe.
I thought you loved whenever her mother, that wasn't really a part of it till they were getting her out of it, talked about it.
Yeah. Ooh, I did have a thought that what if Neil was killed or, quote, died? The stuff that they found injected in between his toes was something that just like temporarily killed him, because he had to go into WITSEC because he was knowing too much about different cults. And so they were after him. And so he had to, quote, die. And so it was like all a thing.
That would be nice. I would like that.
And then he can come back.
Yeah. Right. As
it makes no sense for him to come back now, unfortunately, because they just let that go. They let it go. But
maybe Harmony can talk about everything enough that it's like headline news again. And then they can figure it all out right at the same time that Alexis gets paroled, and then Neil can come back for her.
There we go.
Boom.
And obviously, so here's where I'm confused. Okay, Drew was talking about true believers.
Mm-hmm.
Are we to believe that there is something to do with Shiloh? Like, it's Shiloh Peter still happening is why he's in?
I don't know.
Prison, wherever he's being held, like the true believer, you just care about money, blah, 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 whatever it was.
That would be some really good writing if they could tie it all together for it to make sense. But if they just keep leaving it with pieces everywhere, I don't know how we're getting there.
Yeah, I don't know either. Maybe Chloe used to be in the cult too. Maybe Chloe is Neil's daughter.
Ooh,
and she's a nurse.
There you go.
And she died, but did she die?
We don't know who is behind that other door. Why would that be Hayden or Holly?
Be Holly because Peter wanted to kill her to send a message to Robert. I don't know.
That's kind of a dumb reason to keep
Hayden doesn't really make sense
forever.
Either.
Hayden doesn't make sense.
The only one that kind of slightly does is because Holly does have the tie to Peter.
Right. But I still feel like that's extreme. At least keep her somewhere nice. If I'm going to be kidnapped, I want it to be by Victor, not by...
I have
by...
a feeling. If someone's kidnapping you, they
not
don't care
Peter.
About your accommodations.
Well, I really liked the room that Liesl was being held in as opposed to
but
where...
that's because Victor loves her.
Okay. So I only want to be kidnapped by someone that loves me.
Yes.
Boom. All right. I like it.
Yes. Ned and Olivia should not be having this conversation at a wedding.
Nope.
And I'm kind of really mad about the fact that I don't like that they're doing it with Austin. I wish that they had brought in, I think we've talked about this, that there is a chance that we're going to find out that Austin is autistic.
Mm-hmm.
However, having him deliver this information, it's going to only be perceived as though he is trying to cause problems
right
to the Quartermaines when he totally isn't. And it's like he said, not a problem.
Right.
But of course that's going to be how it's perceived.
Mm-hmm.
Because
he wants the Quartermaine money.
Right. But he actually doesn't even really care about the money.
Right.
But I wish that they had maybe brought in, or had that not been his, I don't know. I wish there was a way to have separated the two.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we like the dramatic stuff, but guess what? They didn't do this stuff whenever they diagnosed Stone with HIV, or when they talked about Monica's breast cancer, or yes, Alexis's alcoholism has its own drama stuff to it. But when they're talking about it, they don't, I feel like this is a slight disservice that they're doing by having it be
right.
This,
why can't it be its own storyline?
Right.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
But I do think it was ridiculous of Olivia to be acting out so strongly at a wedding. You wouldn't do that. There's plenty of doctors that you don't like from your experiences. If you showed up at a wedding, you would quietly whisper to your husband, oh, I hate that guy. And then you would sit down and you wouldn't make an issue of it. You...
Except for they had just been fighting about something that Austin had said.
Yeah, but still so, the wedding. Mm-mm.
But it's Olivia. She's a mama bear.
She is a mama bear, but I still feel like she would have more respect for her friend at her friend's wedding than to get into this conversation.
But that's why she did it outside and not inside. It was bad timing the whole way around.
Yeah.
You know, if Ned had not brought up checking in on the kids and mentioning that he had talked to Austin about something with Leo, and then Austin, I think if Austin had just walked in and of himself with Maxie,
yes,
that conversation would have happened. However, they started talking about the other stuff, so it just kind of smushed its way in.
Right. Do you think they're trying to put Maxie and Spinelli back together?
I don't know.
That was weird.
It was sweet, but it's too soon.
It is too soon. And again, Spinelli has always been protective of Maxie and who she's with and wants to know that she's with a good guy. But he doesn't know Austin well enough. And I did get to that by saying to Diane, like, yes, let's go talk to him.
Right.
But originally she said, you don't look very happy. And he was like, yeah. Like he had already made a decision.
Right. I don't know.
And like it was a jealous decision. Like he wanted Maxie, not just I'm concerned for my kid's mom.
Yeah. I don't know.
I've said I want them back together, but I don't want it to be this soon. He was with Ellie for a long time.
And he loves Ellie. He is heartbroken over Ellie.
Exactly.
Like it shouldn't just be because right. he's heartbroken that he gets back with Maxie. It should be they fall back in love.
Exactly.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Because he had even just said to Jason about sometimes you can't be with the person that you want to be with because circumstances just aren't right.
I am really confused why. I understand why Michael is the best man. However, why is it not Spinelli?
Only because he's the kid that they raised together, kind of, sort of, but not really. And it still could have been Spinelli be the best man and Michael be one of the groomsmen.
Yeah.
You don't have to have matchy-matchy on each side.
Well, then you wouldn't have the drama of him looking at Willow while they're doing the whole ring thing and
I'm sorry, what was that?
Boring googly eyes.
She looked pretty. He was looking at her because she looked pretty. And it was a wedding. And weddings make you feel all woogly, is my word.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's like, hey, remember last time we did this? Oh, yeah, that's right. You were marrying my best friend and we were lying about sleeping together. But I still gave you the ring. Remember that?
Oh, right. Sounds like Shannon has some strong opinions, like always.
I just thought it was, I don't know. Spinelli should have been best man.
Yes, I agree.
Back to Austin. I did like that he was saying to Britt, being that this is like a hospital affair, I assume that we'll see you at the wedding, like just trying to become yes. friendly. And she did not snap at him.
Right.
She was not like, ah!
Mm-hmm.
But I did like that he said, Daddy used to say, it's not a Quartermain wedding unless someone throws a drink or there's a duel at dawn. So what do you think we have to look forward to today? And that's when Olivia flipped on him.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Make some kind of a joke about wanting to duel.
Yes.
You know, do that. I don't know.
I feel like she's much too clever to have just gone into an argument. That's all. She could have had a better snide comment that yeah. ended the conversation for that day.
Yes. Yeah, Olivia's, and I probably, if I had someone who was after my family or I perceived as a threat to my family and they tried to tell me something about my child, I don't know if I'd believe them. I'd be like, you're lying just to get.
But when it came to their health, I feel as if you would say, no, they're lying, and then secretly take them to another doctor for
yeah.
an opinion.
Well, she can't leave the wedding for that.
No.
Oh, but maybe this means we get a new doctor.
I hope so. That would be good.
Yes, let's bring in, I don't know.
Okay.
Really thought they were going to sneak in the Alan tribute somehow. I really think that those 2 minutes were it.
I think so too, which
30
is
years that man dedicated to the show. But good news, not this Thursday, but the 4 following Thursdays, we're talking all about Alan Quartermain.
You are going to get your fill.
Yes. So please email us, Instagram us, whatever us.
Whatever.
That should be
pigeon carrier.
That should be the next social media. platform, whatever. Us.
There you go.
Yes.
You just gave away your $1 million idea.
Darn it. Trademarked. But yeah, I was really hoping that there would be something.
Anything? Especially with Monica going to them and giving her blessing.
Yeah.
And really being all about understanding this is what's best for Jason.
Yeah.
It would have been the perfect time to say, your father and I had issues too. And then flip, you know.
Right.
We went from being friends to hating each other.
Could have shown him stalking her. Right. While she's in bed with Rick. Could have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Her and all her different lovers.
Them crying over her breast cancer. Oh, we're also going to be talking about Monica's breast cancer story in October because it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So that just kind of falls naturally in the sequence of Alan's story. So we are going to take that, not a detour, but an added storyline into there. So I feel like one storyline we should talk about because we talked about, they acknowledged that Carly's been around for 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
And Bobby said, your daughter comes into town hellbound to destroy you. And then a blink of an eye, they don't need you anymore. Because a lot of people probably don't know.
Oh my gosh.
What that was Carly such, came to town to do.
That was so good. Such a good storyline.
So good. So messed up.
I know, but it was
In so many ways.
Yes.
But I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Why doesn't Ms. Wu have a first name?
I don't know.
It's Vincent Novak, Charles Buscema, and Ms. Wu. I want to know that that's her preference and not that they're just deciding not to give her a name.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think she whispered in Jason's ear?
I think that she's smarter than all of them and pretended like she was on the five family side of we're going to get rid of them, but then switched the cars out so that they're going to get blown up, not Carly and Jason, and that's what she was telling Carly and Jason.
You think she blew up Novak and Buscema?
Yes.
I didn't even think about that.
Their limos looked identical on the inside.
Oh.
And they never showed Carly and Jason getting into the limo and it blowing up like is one whole scene. They showed them in the limo.
Driver, step on it to our reception. Cheesy.
Right. They showed the bomb underneath a limo and then she said step on it. But right before that, they had said, Novak and them had said, I guess we should get out of here or whatever. So
yeah.
I think that Mrs. Wu is smarter than everyone. Ms. Wu, sorry, is smarter than everyone and swapped the limos to get rid of the competition. Because she seems to respect Carly. She was all for her.
Like, she weren't going to do anything because they saw they're genuinely happy. So,
yeah.
So that's a whole other whatever.
Right. I think that Ms. Wu can work with Carly and the two of them can handle all the territory.
Do you think she's going to make it a condition that Carly's brother takes back her nephew or whoever she is to Brad?
No, but that would be nice.
That would be nice if we kept Brad back. And Lucas!
That would be awesome.
Because who knows where he went.
Right. I don't think that's going to be a condition of her taking over.
I didn't think of that.
Did you think they blew up Carly and Jason?
No, I just didn't know who they blew up. I didn't think that they blew up anyone. I thought it was just going to be a bomb goes off.
Oh, okay.
And then everyone would be like, oh, what happened? And then Jason would be like, you guys tried to kill us. I'm going to pull my gun on you.
Well, maybe.
Because you know he has a gun.
Oh, yeah.
At his own wedding. Why not? Of course. You never know.
Right. Yeah.
But because Jason said, she told me something I already knew.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they were going to blow up the warehouse. That's what I thought the bomb was going to be.
Oh, okay.
Because that's what I thought they had talked about.
They had talked about. That's the perfect time to take out the warehouse.
Yeah. So I thought that was going to be the bomb, not the car.
Maybe. They were blowing up the warehouse. Like all of them had decided the warehouse together and Novak decided to do the limo separately. So Miss Wu, did not know that there was a bomb on the limos and she was telling him about the warehouse. That could be also because Jason said I already knew about it. But I also feel like before Jason gets in any car, he has someone sweep it for a bomb.
You would think.
Enough
at this
people
point-
have blown up. And have tried to kill you.
Yeah.
And both of you are going to be in the same vehicle when you're the head of the family. I don't think you would take that chance.
Like the royal family, they don't fly on the same planes. Except for I think that William broke that by having George fly with them. But it's whoever's in succession to the throne. Like it would not be the two immediate.
Right.
Maybe.
And I feel maybe like Jason has enough security, especially at that wedding, that someone would have been watching the cars.
Yeah.
When would they have had the opportunity to put a bomb on it?
True.
So.
True.
But I don't know. I mean, obviously, don't know till Monday, but I just kind of assumed that Miss Wu is the bomb, not Tiffany. I like that. Miss Lou is the bomb. She's got her stuff together.
So I guess the only thing we have left now. But I did love Ned sitting through the entire ceremony with his arms crossed.
Yes.
I thought that was funny. Yes. I don't know if that was a character choice or by accident that Wally Girth just wanted. I don't know. And Monica saying that she was half expecting Tracy to come yes. in, refusing to let Carly be part of the family.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I like the reading that Jocelyn did. That was very sweet.
Yes. Oh, and her joking that Cam proposed.
Yes, that was so cute.
Oh.
So cute.
Yes.
So yeah, that just right. leaves you in Nixon Falls.
You know who really, okay, so the kids are obviously going to be severely hurt from all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Poor Phyllis, though.
Right.
Totally duped by Nina, which, I mean, we've known these things. For some reason, I didn't think that she was going to know that Nina knew.
Right.
I thought it was going to be
Poor Charles. Yeah.
Or he was just going to come back to being Sunny and not know anything. But to have Peter basically standing there telling you, obviously Nina had nothing to do with Lenny's death. However, Nina is why she just lost her husband's bar.
Mm-hmm.
The last thing she had, not the last thing she had of him, but like Lenny loved the Tano.
Right.
She came to love Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And to find out that this woman that you thought you knew, all of her lies just destroyed everything around you.
But I think.
And almost killed an innocent man. Well, so, okay. In this instance, Sunny is innocent.
Yes. I think that she's going to need a fresh start. And Sunny's going to remember all of the wonderful things that she did, and that he's going to take her back and either rebuild the floating rib, not where it was, because now that's a bank, or buy Charlie's for.
Oh, but she's still a nurse. She still does like some stuff.
Yeah, but she could be a nurse and still have a bar and have people run it for her.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be Lenny's place.
They could name it Lenny's Place.
Oh, instead of Charlie's Pub, it'd be Lenny's Place. Okay, can we build that? Can we build that, please?
And she should, not to be too practical thinking here, but she should have some kind of insurance on the bar, right? So the fact that it burnt down, she should get some money for that.
Should, yeah, but that still doesn't...
I know. It'll be something
crazy. The emotional part of it is...
It'll be something crazy, like they let their coverage lapse because of Lenny's medical bills before they started asking Nina for help.
Or is it going to be seen as an act of terrorism instead of arson?
Oh. No, yeah. I don't like that. No. I refuse to go there. No. It was arson.
Yeah.
So, I'm just going to tell you that now. No.
She should hold Nina liable.
There you go. I liked that you really could see the difference in... Sunny, like
I know people do not give him that credit, and do you know what did not occur to me was that Sunny is going to go after Nina.
Oh yeah,
I don't know why I thought there was just going to be like this transition where Mike goes back to Port Charles and then has to kind of like how we've seen happen with Jason in the past, and you know
right.
everyone else who has had amnesia slowly becomes who they are supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
But did no. not. Occur to me that he was going to look at her with those eyes.
Yes.
Oh, she is so done.
Mm-hmm.
I mean.
Right. And if he doesn't do it, which he's totally going to, whenever Carly finds out,
oh,
she's done for.
Or Miss Boo.
Yeah. That was so good.
But though. I really think we might get the psychotic break. I felt like she was on the verge of it. And she's so good.
Yeah.
Cynthia Watchers is so good. Like when she was freaking out to Jax this week.
Mm-hmm.
Totally made sense. And she's right. like, it doesn't matter who he is. There's like, you know, he's in there.
But Phyllis even called her out on that though. She was like, you don't even know what you want to call him. You don't even know what right. you're saying.
Right.
I loved it.
That just, her watching, her having to admit to Phyllis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew the whole time.
Know. Yep. And I was waiting for Phyllis to apologize to Jax.
I was too. I think that'll come this week.
Yeah, because I was kind of really bummed by that because yeah. I'm like, no, I don't feel like Phyllis is a proud woman.
Yeah, no, I think
she's convicted.
I think she definitely will apologize yeah. to Jax this upcoming week. But I also like that Jax made the whole connection and was like, so you knew that Maxie's stalker was out here trying to find her and you never called home?
Right.
When that's the mother of your nephew?
Right.
So I'm glad we're going to get it from all sides.
I know that it's wrong to wish
psychotic break on someone, but it's so good when she does it.
It is.
The writing for psychotic breaks is really good. So but
she should be having one because she is having one.
Right. Exactly.
Like no mentally healthy person would possibly think it was okay to fall in love with someone you know is not who they are. Like Elizabeth and Jake.
Yes.
When she knew that Jake was Jason.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, it's finally my time to be with Jason. But that's not Jason.
No.
That's Jake. That, could she not have learned something from Liz there?
Maybe what'll push...
She wasn't there then, though.
No. Maybe she'll get pushed over the edge when Maxie does find out everything and keeps James away from her.
Oh, she'll do it. And she'll then, especially if...
And then Michael will keep Wiley away from her, and between the two, that's what's going to send her over the edge.
I don't understand why she did not just answer her phone and go back out, because she even said, Jax knows I'm never at a wedding, and he never calls me.
Right. Jax would only call me in an emergency, but
so
I'm not going
to just
answer
send
it
to voicemail.
Yeah, that was dumb.
Yeah. I wouldn't say dumb, but it was just like, really?
Right. You wouldn't do that unless it was your actual wedding. If someone called you that never calls you except for an emergency and you had that gut feeling, you would get up and take the call.
Yes.
Or at least call them right back once everything was over.
Right.
Like Sunny and
Jason. Or shoot a text. Hey, right. At the wedding, is everything okay? Then he would have said, no, call me
ASAP. Yeah.
Right. Or why did he only call once?
True.
If someone calls me twice in a row, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Yeah. Once could have
something
been a butt dial.
Is important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like if you called me twice in a row.
Right. Absolutely.
If you called me, because we text.
Yes.
So if you called me, I'd be like, Amanda never calls. She texts. This must be a serious situation.
Right.
All right. Do you want to talk about it or do you want me to?
Go ahead.
It depends. Do you want tears or not?
Go ahead.
Mike came back. And Lenny.
Oh my God.
Was there protecting him as a fellow brother in arms? I lost it. I was like, oh my gosh, that makes so much sense.
I'm going to request that you start putting like asterisks next to the podcast. Shannon cries in this one. Shannon cries in this one. Just be prepared.
But that was Shannon's beautiful. Hey, I got a lot of positive feedback from last week's.
You did. I was one of the ones that said you were all good to cry. It was adorable. I like when you cry, as mean as that sounds, but it is
I'm
funny.
Sentimental.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, like, that was.
And I love
sure
that they did
a fellow
all the
brother in arms had you.
Yeah.
Like, was taking care of you. I wish Lenny had been there.
Yeah. That would have been even better.
Yeah. But loved that the first thing he said was Carly.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be good.
It's going
to
be
happy birthday to
so
me. We got
good.
Back Sunny. Even though it was Friday. And just about a week late.
Oh my goodness.
That doesn't really work as a song.
No, you should have just stuck with the happy birthday. But okay. No, I'm glad that Mike came back and that they did make it all make sense.
Yes.
I like when they wrap it all up like that. Here you go.
Oh, I don't think it's wrapped up yet.
No, I mean how he got there and why he got there.
I am just thankful. I thought that Jason and Carly were going to consummate the wedding or the marriage.
Yeah.
Like, I thought that
in
was...
In that room when
yeah.
he took her away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was like, no. You guys cannot. They can't. Please. I know it's already written and it's probably happening next week, but please don't let them do that.
They're going to.
Something just blew up. So let's have that be the...
Nope. They're going to.
They're
going to
break the...
Nope.
Romance, I guess. I don't know.
Because they're still going to their reception. It'll be late, but they'll still have some type
Not
of
Not if
celebration.
Somebody just got blown up.
Heck yeah. Maxie put a lot of hard work into that. We're going to go to that reception.
Everyone else is going to go to it, but I'm pretty sure Jason won't. Jason's going to go hunting down somebody.
I don't think so, because I think that Ms. Wu just told him everything that he needed to know. Who's to go hunt down? That bomb was meant for you. The people who said it are blown up now.
But the rest of the family's going to go after them. The rest of the Novaks and Bushimas are going to go after them.
You can deal
them.
With that tomorrow. Today's your wedding day. Go enjoy your reception.
I don't really see that as an aphrodisiac. You know what? I know that bomb just happened. And, like, we just lost, like, I don't know, 2/5 of the organization. But let's go at it. I don't know.
I mean, Ava stabs Nicholas, and they
that
go
was
at
a
it.
Stab of love.
So
That was an intimate moment.
Maybe we're going to have an intimate moment in celebration.
Listen, there are things that people are into that we just can't. But I don't think a third party bombing is one of them.
If they're really bad people, maybe it is.
But so is Jason and Carly a bad people?
Their organization is not great.
It's not. I don't know. I just don't want it to happen. I don't want them.
I don't want it to happen either, but you know that that's the way it's going to go.
If Sunny winds up coming back home and they're in bed.
No, I don't think that he's going to find them in bed. I think that he's going to show up the day after.
While they're having breakfast.
Yeah.
And he's going to walk in and the first thing he's going to say is, where's the moss?
Yeah, that's exactly what he's going to say.
It is.
What's up with these darn flowers? I want lilies. My moss. Flowers are...
Yes, lilies are flowers are lilies, but flowers they are lilies.
Lilies are flowers. What's up with these darn lilies? Where is my moss?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And why are you kissing my wife?
Why is she wearing my shirt or your shirt?
That's not
why is Carly wearing your black t-shirt?
I hope they do that. That would be really cute.
That would be cute. Loved her dress.
No.
I loved it. I thought that it was really nice because it's not.
I didn't think it should be a wedding-y dress.
How many times has Carly been married? Hold on. We can't do this right now.
Mm-mm.
Too many. Is she over 10?
No, I think this was like 9.
Sunny's 4.
I think this is like 9, isn't it?
I don't know.
Are you pausing this for a second to count them out? I wonder if a quick Google search will give us that.
So Sunny 4 times, married AJ, Jack, was engaged to Franco.
Well, I did like that she had said, okay, GH's Carly Corinthus has been married, 4 times.
No.
Carly has been married to 4 different men.
That's
Carly,
not 4 times.
Hold on. Carly was briefly married to AJ Quartermain from May 26, 99 to May 22, 2000. She was later married briefly to Lorenzo Alcazar.
That's right.
From June 10th until late 2005, early 2006.
She's been married to Sunny 4 times. AJ, Jax, Alcazar. That is 7. So now Jason is 8. She was engaged to Franco.
Okay, Carly and Sunny have been married 4 times. Okay, so there's 4 of them. Sunny and Carly were together off and on from December 99 through April 2007, married 4 times and reunited in 2008, 2010, and most recently in 2014.
She was only married to Jax once, right?
Yeah.
So it would really go AJ first, then, well, 4 Sunnies. We are not going back and forth, but then Jax, Alcazar, and now Jason. So this is her 8th wedding. But she was engaged to Franco.
Oh, see, then I was right with my 9, even though engaged. The wedding didn't happen. Yeah, but I said about 9.
It's still not a wedding dress. Why do I feel like we're missing someone? And when we figure it out, we're going to go, seriously, how did we forget him? Oh, Tony. Was she engaged to Tony?
I don't think so.
Okay, I don't think so.
No, it didn't pop up. So.
9th engagement, 8th wedding, boom.
Boom.
Okay, so I liked her dress. I thought it was pretty. I loved Joss's. And did you notice that her flowers matched Joss's dress?
Yes.
That was sweet.
That was sweet. No, I agree that she shouldn't be in a full-on wedding dress, but I still thought she would do something more romantic-y.
I thought it was.
That reminded me of a New Year's Eve dress, not a wedding dress.
I thought she looked like a Greek goddess.
Okay.
I'm glad that Jason's tie did not match it.
Right. Oh my God. That would have been awful. That
would have been bad, but.
I like that she thanked him for making it through the ceremony and not.
Yeah, that was sweet. I think that's it, though.
I think so, too. It really was all about Mike getting his memory back in the wedding this week.
Oh, I thought Monica looked beautiful.
Yes. I was glad that Diane was there. Not that she wouldn't be there. But yes. I like whenever they remember that she should be at functions like that.
Yes.
And I like that she asked who was representing.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said Scott. And she was like, well, I know all about Edward's will. Why would they have gone to Scott?
Yep. Maybe Diane Miller will be writing Edward's memoirs.
Oh my gosh, that would be so good. And they could actually publish it like we've been asking for months now.
Please, please, please.
Is that your birthday wish? Put it on there.
Yes.
Dear GH Raiders.
Dear.
Since you ruined my birthday by not having.
That's Hulu's problem.
But you don't need to point that out to them. Just let it, just go with it.
I will get an answer back. Dear Ding Dong. That's Hulu, not us. Sincerely, the staff of GH. It'll be just a form letter.
You would still frame it.
No, that one I would not.
Especially if it said, dear Ding Dong.
That's my favorite descriptive.
Okay.
For people. That's all I got. That's all that I got, though. So.
Me too.
I don't really even have anything.
Do-do-do.
Reality check.
Does that mean it was a really good, relaxed, chill week? Or it was too busy, you can't even remember what you did week?
It was kind of just like a blur. We picked out the hardware for the cabinets.
Ooh.
for painting.
That's exciting.
Why do I feel like I had some? Oh, I know. I mean, it's GH related, but I did. I got a lot of really good feedback about my kind of little breakdown over autism last week. So it was very nice to hear, to get the feedback.
Good.
So cause sometimes I don't want to say I worry about it, because like that is seriously one thing that I will never apologize for advocating, but it was nice.
You to wonder have if that has response. A place.
Right. But to have that response, it was very, very nice.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it was just a lot of work. I feel like I should have written this down. Like there's something that I am forgetting and I don't remember what. Oh, I watched Clickbait and Joyce Guy was on it. She plays one of the characters.
I have not watched that yet.
Oh, it's good. It's totally messed up.
All right. I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, you're going to binge. Just make sure you have nothing to do.
Too much stuff to watch and too many real things to do. It's a problem.
Yeah.
Well, my week wasn't much more exciting. Tuesday was Ryan's birthday, and he had taken off the day. So we did pizza and the chocolate cake from Sam's Club. Have you ever had that?
Mm-mm.
Oh, my gosh. It's this huge chocolate cake, and it's like death by chocolate. You're going to die because it's chocolate cake with chocolate fudge and then chocolate, like, crumbly pieces on the side.
Ooh.
And it's seriously, you know, I never say anything is too chocolatey.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things that I was like, just give me a little piece and I'll even take a glass of milk, which you know how I feel about milk.
Yes.
Because
you had two glasses of milk in the past week?
Two glasses of milk. Maybe that is the reality check. I had two glasses. Actually, I probably had like three because I had a second slice of cake in the following day.
There you go.
But anyway, Matt came over and hung out and had pizza with us and watched or played a Mario Party or whatever. So
aww.
It was very chill, but it was nice. I like when we're all together or whatever. And then Wednesday, we had the bright idea. I don't know why, but the bright idea to start looking for kittens because the kids keep talking about they want
yes!
kittens. And so instead of getting one kitten, we went and got two kittens. So, you know.
Do they have names yet?
They do have names, but they don't go together. So you're not going to like them. And
do you know what my backup name was going to be? I don't know if I text you.
What?
I woke up in the middle of the night.
Oh my God.
She should name them Sunny and Mike.
Oh, that would have been cute.
Right.
Yeah. No.
Cause I was on team Loki and Thor.
Okay. I don't do superhero names. I just don't. I'm sorry. I had an ex-boyfriend that was obsessed with superheroes. And if you say anything superhero to me, that is what I think of. It's like thinking if you something
How
related.
How can you think of Loki and think of anyone other than Tom Hiddleston?
I'm sorry. You just associate things with the people that introduced you to them. Superheroes makes me think of that ex. And like police stuff makes me think of the kid's dad. Like everybody has a thing. And that's
Oh, there was
not
an EMT at the fire.
Okay.
Sorry. We complain about them not having those things.
So. Well, I thought
all right, so what are their animals' names?
Hold on. I thought it was funny that they took the fireman and laid him on the gurney because he had been too much smoke or whatever, but they still had not actually gone in and got Mike. And then Mike walked out like, okay, I got this. I'm like, I don't feel like if the fire was bad enough to put him down, I don't feel like he'd still be walking out
True.
As easily as you did. But
True.
Okay. Anyway, so the one, so we went and they had four of them. And the guy was like, you could take all four. And I was like, oh my gosh, please don't say that to me because I would totally be right? tempted to because they're so cute and little. And so Megan was holding one. And on the way home, it just wanted to jump all over the place in the car. Like it was running up here. It was running there. But it was okay. like jumping more than scampering. So she started calling it Spidey. And then that just like took. But Ryan refuses to call it Spidey or Spider-Man because he wants the proper name of
Peter Parker.
So this cat has like 10 names now. It's Spider-Man, Spidey, Peter Parker. And I said that I wanted them named after our old street names since we're moving to a new neighborhood.
Oh, okay.
So the other one is my current street name. So
you know you can name the one cat Garfield because Andrew Garfield played Peter Parker.
Okay.
And that way,
I'll go home with that nerd information.
There you go.
And Ryan will appreciate it, but I don't think that anyone in my house is going
to. I'm trying
call
to help you out, so you don't have to.
Other
have...
than Spidey.
Well, that's cute, though.
He does. He like jumps all over the place, and they're two little boys. And the thought process was that I have an older cat, and Ryan has an older cat, so the two old cats can either be friends against the little cats, or they can just be angry and go hide out somewhere else in the house because it's a big enough house and the two babies will still have each other to play with. They don't have to like blend in with the big cats.
I'm really eager to see how this goes.
So I think it's going to be fine. His cat hasn't met them yet because we said it was dumb to introduce him to and then move and then 2 weeks later so or whatever.
Much, yeah.
Yeah. So we're just going to take his cat from his apartment to the new house. And that's the end of it. If the timing works out. The older cat that we had, like, she's mad that they're there. Like, she'll hiss at them and stuff, but she doesn't bother them. If they just get too close to her, she hisses.
We tried to get another one once, and she was not having it.
Oh.
And everyone's like, you just have to give it time. I was like, no, I do not like what I saw in my cat.
Yeah.
Like, at all. And then I had already named it, and I shouldn't have done that, because then I was upset. But then two little kids had asked if that specific one was still available.
Oh,
and perfect. I was like, you know what? I'm like, I'm not going to keep trying this if these two little kids specifically want this little one. Right. So,
well, that was very nice of you.
We went
that
and gave it back. It was cute. Yeah. We are definitely a one cat family. So good luck with your four.
I think his cat will have the most problem with it because it's always been an only cat.
Right.
Where my cat had a sibling that passed away a year ago. So,
yeah. Just a different age difference, but yeah. Exactly. Still at least familiar with other felines.
The bottom line is the house is big enough that they can go hide wherever they need to. But I've made a point of like when the babies aren't around, grabbing the old cat and being like, oh, you're so cute, blah, blah, blah. And like still having all that interaction and stuff. So she knows she's not replaced by two little boys.
There you go.
But they're super cute and snuggly.
Yay.
Not really like an exciting reality check. Our life is very boring this week, apparently.
It really, like, I'm just looking. I'm like, I just had a lot of stuff go on. Like, nothing really, I guess because it was so long the week before.
Yeah.
You got nothing this week, guys. Sorry.
Sorry.
But yeah, so I guess join us on Thursday. Oh, we didn't say what we're talking about. We're talking about Victor Cassadine.
Of course.
Gonna fill you in on who he is.
Other than Nicholas's creepy uncle.
Yeah. But yeah, so Thursday we will talk about Victor Cassadine.
So have a good week.
And we'll meet you at the pier.
Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed today's show, we invite you to go to pier54podcast.com to subscribe on your favorite platform. Don't forget to leave us a review. And you can also follow us on many social media channels. Just search for Pier 54 Podcast. Also, we are not perfect, so if there is something that we missed or messed up, just let us know by emailing us at pier54podcast@gmail.com.